I've really been unsettled again. It seems like that's happening a lot to me lately. The Lord had laid something on my heart earlier in the week, and I began to study on it. And then last night I went to bed, and all night long I woke up, and I just kept telling myself, this don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. So I got up this morning, and I went in there, and I began to move all my markers around and everything. And after I done all that and decided I had what needed to be done, then I went outside for a few minutes. I come back in. I looked at Sheila. I said, whether it makes any sense or not to me, I've got to preach what the Lord's laid on my heart. And so I went right back and picked my book back up again. And whether it makes any sense to us or not, I know His ways are higher than my ways, and His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And I'm getting tired of thinking I know more than the Lord does. And because I don't know about y'all, but I get caught up in that. I really do. I get to thinking I know what needs to be said and what needs to be done. And I just don't. I really don't. And I don't mean to say I mean this, but neither do you.
That's right.
And so we've just got to be able to surrender. And if this don't make no sense to you, then I don't know. But I know what He gave me.
Amen.
And my heart is towards the lost this morning. If you're here today and you're lost, I pray you'd listen.
Amen.
I pray that you will just not sit around and just continue not doing anything. We said there's an altar sitting out there on the porch. If you're outside today and you're lost, it don't matter to me if you're young, old, if you're down in the holler and you need to come to that altar, go to that altar and seek the Lord. But I'm going to tell you where you need to go. You need to go to the Lord, and you need to go to Him and believing that He is and He will save you. But our thoughts are going to come out of the 8th chapter of John, and we're going to read. It might be a little lengthy reading, but I want to go back to make sure who we know Jesus is talking to. And so it's important to know who's doing the speaking, which is Jesus, and who He's talking to. And then it said in the 12th verse of that 8th chapter, it said, then Jesus said again, saying, I am the light of the world, that he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, and the record is not true. So we find Jesus is doing the speaking. Now the Pharisees is answering him, so he's talking to them. So it's important we understand who He's talking to. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, and I judge no man, and yet I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? And Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words speak Jesus in the treasure, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And then Jesus said again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. And then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from the beneath, I am from above, ye are from this world, and I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. And our thought is going to come from, I tried my best this morning to get on, ye shall die in your sins. But listen, my thought is, whether I go, ye shall die. cannot come. And my prayer is today that you would get yourself in a shape that you would be able to go where he is. It's important today. And you say, listen, I want you to know how they could have repented and went to where he was going. And you say, well, why did he say that? He said over there in the third chapter of John, I believe it's about the 18th verse, he said, those who believe are not condemned, but those who believe not are condemned already. So he told them the truth. You cannot come to where I'm going. I want you to know the state you're in today, if you're lost and separated from God, you cannot go where he is. But you can get that fixed today. You can believe in him today. You can put your trust in him today and be saved by God's grace and be able to go where he is. But if you continue sitting back and putting your trust in other things, these Pharisees, how they put their trust in their religion, in their self, in the law, I want you to realize today the law is good and it's righteous, but the law has never saved anybody. And it never will. How these people would hold on to something that wasn't going to get it done for them. And I want you to realize today, you say, well, why ain't I got saved? I've sought the Lord. If you're here today and you ain't got saved, you never have completely trusted in him and surrendered unto him. That's the reason you not got saved. It is not his fault, but it's your own fault. You've never got yourself in the shape yet that you can completely surrender. That was their problem. They couldn't let go of where they was at. They couldn't let go and see that he was the Messiah, even though the law and the prophets taught of him and plainly showed them he was he that was coming to die for them. They could not see it. And I want you to realize today, you have still not completely seen it. You still have not completely surrendered if you've not been saved. I heard Brother Brad preach a message up Lafayette one time. While we was up there in a revival, what lack I yet? I want you to realize what you're lacking is completely trusting in a loving Savior that will save your soul. And if you're ever going to be where he is, and I want you to know if you're ever going to be where the ones, your loved ones that's gone on before, that's been saved by God's grace, if you're ever going to be with them again, you're going to have to trust in him. You're going to have to let go of the things you're holding on to. He said over here in Luke over here, the 14th chapter and the 26th verse, it said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Listen to me. You say that's hard words. That hate ain't been used here. I like what you think it is. If you'll look it up in the Greek form there, it's been as loveless. If any man love father, mother, sister, wife, husband, children, anything more than God, you cannot be his disciple. And you cannot be where he is. I mean, you're holding on to something. What you're holding on to, I don't know. But you're going to have to let go of it. And you say, well, what about that? Don't make sense. Well, the other day when I was mowing my yard, all these scriptures began to come to me. And I want to tell you, I didn't understand. I still don't completely understand completely. It ain't none of them got to do with somebody at the point they was born again. But I want you to know they was wanting to be where the Lord was. I want you to know, do you not want to be where he is? If you not, you say, well, I'm confused. There's no reason to be confused. I want you to know he can plainly let you know how you stand. You got to be willing once again to let go even of your own thoughts of what you think. It don't matter what we think. It matters what he's done. And if he's done it, you know he has. Listen to me. I want you to be, I'm going to be where he is. I want you to know I'm where he would have me to be today. I tried my best to not be. I tried to do it my way this morning. But I want you to realize I got to a point, I went outside and he said, I know better. And when he did, I come back in and I realize I don't know better than God does. When I was called to preach and when I was first ordained to pastor churches, I promised myself I was just going to stay a member of Rocky Mount. I'd watch Brother Bobby Hill do it. It worked just fine. I said, I'll never move my membership. I'll stay a member of Rocky Mount. I'll pastor wherever he has me to. And that's just the way I'm going to do it. I done decided. I'll just stay here. And if you have trouble wherever you go, then you can always go back home and everything will be okay. I thought I had it figured out. First church I pastored worked pretty good. I didn't have to move. There's a reason for that. I shouldn't have been there to start with. But then I come here, and I was here maybe a month or two, and God began to let me know I need to move my membership here, and I began to let God know once again, just like I always do. Now, that ain't the way I want to do it, God. I'm just going to stay a member of Rocky Mount. I'll pastor. I'll do the best I can, but I'm just going to stay a member of Rocky Mount. And he said, you need to join Hilltop Church. If you want to be with me, you need to come with me. So I ended up joining Hilltop Church, and I've never regretted it since. Amen. If you're going to be with him, you've got to want him more than anything. Amen. You can do it your own way, but listen, our ways will take us to hell. Amen. It said you'll die in your sins. The perfect example of that is the rich man. He died in his sins. You say, he had to sin of unbelief. Yes, sir, he sure did. And he died in his sins because of it. I want you to realize he lifted his eyes up in the devil's hell. But listen to me. I want you to go to heaven.
Amen.
I want you to be where the Lord is. And more than that, he wants you to be there. I begin to think about men that was willing to give up everything to just be where the Lord would have them to be. And I want you to know he's not willing for any to perish today, but all come to repentance. He's not willing for you to die today and go to hell. He wants you to come and be with him, and that's why you're here today. I talk about that a whole lot. There's a purpose for you being here today. There's a reason why it ain't good. Listen to me. It's never good not to assemble yourself at the house of God. I know we have things. I know there's time to spend time with our family and everything. But listen, there's people today that are at the lake that got lost children that need to be at the household of God where the children, the message that needs to be preached to them may be preached today. And I ain't saying here anywhere. I want you to realize we need to take our children to hear the truth. And I'm talking about my kids in that. My grandbabies need to be here. I've got one out in the trunk today. And I pray that this message will prick her in the heart. And she'll seek the Lord. Because I want her to be where Jesus is. There was a man named Abraham, the 12th chapter. The Lord told him to get out of this country, to leave his kindred, leave his father and mother. I want you to know, for him to be where the Lord would have him to be, he had to leave. He had to walk away from his home. He had to walk away from his family. Listen to me. You're going to have to let go of what you're holding on to.
If you're ever going to be saved, I want you to know, if you say you're confused, then let go of what you're thinking and let God take it. So this man had to let go and let God. I want you to realize this same man was tested by God. The Bible said tempted and means tested. He had to take it off for his son Isaac. He went up to Mount Moriah. I want you to know he had to let his child, be willing to let his child down to be where God would have him to be. I want you to realize today you can't hold on to nothing. You got to love him and want him more than anything. And that's your problem today. You've not got yourself in a place where you want him more than you do anything else. I want you to realize when Abraham laid his child down yonder, he drew that knife back. He knew he was able to raise him again, but he also knew he loved God and he wanted to be with him more than he did in his own child. And you say, what's that got to do with being saved? It's got to do with this. He knowed he didn't only die for the sins you have committed. He died for the ones that you're going to commit. He didn't only expect you to give up what you had, maybe your Barbie doll or your bicycle or your favorite baseball or your mom and daddy. He expected you to give up everything you was ever going to have, even your babies, your children, your wife, your husband. You had to be want him more than any of it. I've got hung up on Lot here lately and his wife and his children. And I got to thinking about Lot and how he lingered there. He went to his son-in-laws and he begged and pleaded with them to come out with him. I want you to know that there come a time, even after he lingered, the angels took him by the hand to lead him out of there. And he was willing to go. He was willing to leave his children, his home, everything he had, his cattlemen. He was willing, for God's sake, to leave it all. And then I thought about his wife. Even though I believe God was trying to draw her out of that situation, he was doing everything he could to fix it where she could be where he was. She loved Sodom, her children, and all the things they had there more than she did God. You know what she done? Instead of going where God would have her to go, you know what she done? She looked back and she saw her children and she wasn't willing to give them up. Because that woman was destroyed. Yep. If you're ever going to be saved, you're going to have to want him more than you want anything else. Even your own life. Amen. I begin to think about Peter. Preached on this different times. It ain't none of these is where they've got saved. It ain't. I want you to realize they wanted to be where the Lord was. They was out on that boat and the storm had come. I've read it to you different times. You've read it. You've heard it preached over and over. They saw Jesus coming walking on the water. In the midst of all that storm, them waves, all the trouble going on. They thought it was a spirit.
Jesus just told them to calm themselves. It's me. And Peter said, Lord, if it's thee, bid me to come. And he just said, they said, come. And Peter come out of the ship and he stepped out on water, willing to give his own life to be with the Lord. He was willing to die right there to be with the Lord. You say, well, Brother Jeff, I've said that. I've said that over and over. And there's been people all over the world that's repeated prayers that's over right, and over, God, and never been saved by God's grace. Mm-hmm. He don't look upon what you're saying. Right. He's looking upon your heart. Yes. And when you're willing to truly lay down your life to be with him, he'll reach his hand down and take you up out of all the trouble that you're in. This may not make a lot of sense to y'all. It sure did me when I was riding around that lawnmower. The night I got saved, I wanted him more than I did anything. I didn't know I was going to have two beautiful girls that I love so much. I didn't know I was going to have these grandbabies. But I promise you, I wanted him more that night. My wife was probably there that night, and me and her never been a spark in her eye at that time. Listen, I love her. And he knew I did, but he knew I wanted him more than I would ever want her. You've got to want him more than anything else. And you gotta want to be where he's at more than anything. You gotta be willing to lay everything down. You gotta love if you're gonna be his disciple. And that's one that followed after Christ, that rich young ruler. Listen, he thought he kept the law, and I believe he'd done a good job at it. He asked him, he said, what do I lack yet? What holding on to mama and daddy? He told him, he said, he told him that one of the commandments was honor thy father and mother. So you know he wants you to love them. But he wants you to love him more. And he named off those things that rich young ruler said, I've kept them. He thought he'd done a good job. And then he just said, go sell what you have and come, take up your cross and follow me. Be my disciple. And you know what it said? That young man went away sorrowful. Amen. He kept looking back at his riches and he wasn't going to let them go. He loved them more than he did the Lord. You don't think it wasn't hard for Lot to walk away from his children, his cattlemen, his cattle, everything he had, his home? You don't think it wasn't hard for Abraham to just get up and leave that country? Moses, one time, he told the Lord, after he'd met with him at the tabernacle door, he told him, he said, if thy presence don't go with me, don't send us. He wanted to be where the Lord was. If you're ever going to be where he's at, you're going to have to want him more than what you got and everything you're ever going to have. When you get to the point that you want nothing no more than you want him, he'll save your soul. That's complete submitting and surrendering. As long as you're holding on to something, let me tell you something. You may not be holding on to mom and daddy, brother or sister, child, husband, wife, brother. You may be holding on to your buddies, your friends. You may have a bond with them just like you've never had with nobody else. As long as you hold on to that, you will die in your sins. You're going to have to want him more than you want anything. You say, once again, I'm confused. I don't know how I stand. Do you really want him? Do you want to be where he's at? Then you'll go to him.
That's right.
You won't keep just sitting back and waiting to see what's going to happen. You'll go to him. Peter. After the Lord had resurrected, he come down there and asked them. Peter said, "We'll go fishing." The rest of them went with him. He was out there and they saw one coming walking up on the beach, and he said, "Have you any meat?" They told all night they hadn't caught anything. He said, "Well, cast your net on the other side." One of them said, "That's the Lord." Said Peter jumped in the water and he was, because he was naked. And then it said the others came in a little ship. Peter wanted to be where he was so bad. It said it, I believe it was 200 furlong, or what is that one called? It's furlongs. That's 18 inches, which would be 100 yards. That man jumped in that water and swam a football field to get to Jesus, to be where he was. What are you doing to get to him? What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up mom, dad, brothers and sisters, children, your home, your own life? Those Pharisees weren't even willing to give up their religion.
That's right.
To be with Jesus. And he told them, because of that, you will die in your sins. And you cannot be where I am. If you're ever going to be where he is, you're going to have to want him more than you do anything else. That's my little message. My prayer is, if you're here today and you're lost, you're out there in that parking lot, you'll seek the Lord. If you're down there in the holler somewhere, you'll seek the Lord. I done decided a long time ago, I don't know who I'm preaching to. I've thought I've done you before. And I've went and preached and had certain people on my heart and them not move a muscle. I preached here a few months ago on today, and I preached, I had two or three on my heart. And I just know we're going to see results that day. I just know that the Lord had told me. And nothing happened as far as I knew. And then weeks later, I got phone calls. One got saved in the parking lot. One got saved after they left here. Listen to me, it ain't up to me and you. It's his word. It's his message. And he'll place it where he wants to. So what are you going to do with it today? I'm going to heaven. Not of nothing that I've done, but what the Lord done for me. And if you're going to be where I'm going to be, you're going to have to trust in him. If you're going to be where everybody's ever been born again, you're going to have to want him more than you do anything else. If you're going to follow after him, you're going to have to be willing to give it up today. Just surrender.
Amen.
And give it to him today. He'll save your soul. Go ahead with your song, brother. If you're here today and you're lost, seek the Lord.